You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, he discusses turning 62 and learning to jump rope for exercise.
In a month, I will turn 62, which means I'll be eligible to draw Social Security. I have no idea how that happened so quickly. Time is whooshing by at warp speed. I don't plan to begin receiving a monthly check then, since it would be greatly reduced. I take note of this age milestone because a few weeks ago, I achieved the highest vertical leap of my lifetime by jumping up on a 25-inch foam box several times in a row. This was during a CrossFit class where we often do crazy things such as jumping on a box, pushing 190-pound sleds outside in 90-degree heat, back squatting, rowing 1,000 meters, jumping ropes, and other madness. I've worked out 3 or 4 times a week for more than 20 months. I'm pushed physically harder than ever in my life, and I love it. About that vertical leap, it's not particularly impressive, but I'm a short, old, white guy who never could jump high. So 25 inches has taken me to new heights, while others in the gym are easily transcending 3 feet. About the foam box, everybody else in the class jumps on plywood boxes. An athlete who misses landing on the top of the box often ends up with barked shins. At my age, despite my enthusiasm for CrossFit, I practice risk avoidance. It takes forever to heal at this juncture on life's winding journey. So I bought a foam box and donated it to the gym about a year ago. When one misses jumping on a foam box, it just means a 2-foot fall to a rubber mat. I can survive that, and have. Speaking of jumping, for the first time, I can jump rope. I've never been able to jump rope, from childhood forward, not that I tried much after the age of 10. When I first started, the gym's founder pronounced me the worst jump roper in gym history. I could not successfully complete more than 2 single-unders, as they're called. Now, on a good day, I'll go 100 reps without missing, and on occasion I can pull off a double-under, where the cable whistles twice under my feet while they're in the air. That is rare, but it's my next goal. This all can sound vaguely silly to an outsider, and certainly it's not for everyone. Though honestly, it can be. The gym to which I belong has kindly coaches who know how to accommodate all ages, shapes, skills, and infirmities. They're well-trained and welcoming. I've never been much of a joiner beyond what was required for my profession, but this is a tribe to which I enjoy belonging. Every workout is an adventure, a communal excursion into pushing oneself to the limits without needlessly risking injury. Without those coaches, there's no way I would push this hard. Like enthusiastic golfers, and I was one in a previous life, CrossFitters tend to talk a lot about this passion. One of my favorite t-shirts is of the late Gene Wilder dressed as Willy Wonka. The caption, quote, "Oh, you do CrossFit? I had no idea," said nobody ever, end quote. Another, quote, "My hardest workout is trying not to look bored while you tell me about your workout," end quote. So I've learned to limit my conversations about it to fellow athletes or people I have not already bored by talking about it. That eliminates most everyone I know. Now that this has been broadcast, I won't devote another piece to it, promise. There's likely nothing left to tell. Unless I manage to jump 30 inches or string together a dozen straight double-unders. Then, all bets are off.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.